ESV Holy Bible, Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 31 through 46, chapter 26, verses 1 through 13.
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne.
Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will place the sheep on His right, but the goats on the left. Then the King will say to those on His right, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and He gave me food. I was thirsty and He gave me drink. I was a stranger and You welcomed me. I was naked and You clothed me. I was sick and You visited me. I was in prison and You came to me."
Then the righteous will answer Him, saying,
"Lord, when did we see You hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see You a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see You sick or in prison and visit you?"
And the King will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, My brothers, you did it to me." Then He will say to those on His left,
"Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
For I was hungry and He gave me no food. I was thirsty and He gave me no drink. I was a stranger and You did not welcome me. Naked and You did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and You did not visit me." Then they will also answer, saying,
"Lord, when did we see You hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?"
Then He will answer them, saying,
"Truly I say to you, if you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me."
And these will go into eternal punishment,
but the righteous into eternal life.
When Jesus had finished all these sayings, He said to His disciples,
"You know that after 2 days, the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name is Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill Him. But they said, 'Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people.'"
Now when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper,
a woman came up to Him with an alabaster flask of a very expensive ointment, and she poured it on His head as He reclined at table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying,
"Why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor."
But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on My body, she has done it to prepare Me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world,